At least two Sudanese protesters were killed on Thursday while taking part in the latest mass demonstrations as thousands took to the streets of Khartoum and other cities demanding a transition to civilian rule after October's military coup. Security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which spearheaded many rallies since the October 25th coup, called earlier on protesters to march to the Republican Palace, the seat of the ruling military government in Khartoum. Since the October 25th coup, at least 60 people have been killed and hundreds have been wounded in clashes with security forces as they sought to thwart protests. Film director Peter Bogdanovich has died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles. He was 82. AP's Margie Zaraleta reports.
You boys can get on out of here. I don't want to have no more to do with you.
Peter Bogdanovich became a big name in Hollywood after the success of the 1971 film The Last Picture Show. He was 32 at the time. It earned 8 Oscar nominations and won 2. He followed that with the comedy What's Up, Doc? And the road trip film Paper Moon. Bogdanovich said in a 2002 AP interview, despite his success, he got newfound fame for playing Elliot on The Sopranos.
People who wouldn't normally recognize me as a film director suddenly recognize me as the guy on The Sopranos. Oh, he's the guy on The Sopranos.
I'm Archie Zaraleta.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week but remained at historically low levels, suggesting that the job market remains strong. The Labor Department said U.S. jobless claims rose by 7,000 to 207,000. The four-week average of claims rose by nearly 4,800 to just below 205,000.